This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Buffering.
Which I feel like I could eat right now while I'm waiting.
You could.
We're on.
How's it look?
Tall.
We're down in a hole.
Yeah.
Down in a hole.
But can you see everyone's face?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry, so we have so many mic stands now. We used to have Pam sit on the counter over there.
Right, like, but Ash is too good for that.
Excuse me?
Ashley was like, I'm sorry. Not anymore.
Yeah,
Ashley don't sit on a counter.
Ashley don't do counter.
What's wrong?
I could do it.
Too low? Yeah. Did we have a comment already?
Yeah. What did they say? I can't hear you? I can't hear you.
Better.
Yeah?
Yes, much better.
Who commented?
Yeah. Justin. Volume too low.
Justin, thank you.
Justin Nicotime.
Justin saved the whole experience.
Justin Nicotime, yes.
And who's watching now? How many?
23.
Hello, all 23 of you.
Hello, voyeurs.
I'm Chaz. AJ.
What up?
Ashley.
Hi.
I still haven't called you Pam by accident yet.
Not yet.
That's going to happen.
That's okay.
It'll happen at some point.
Call her another name, though.
What did I call
her? The very first day that she was here.
Melissa.
You called her Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the show.
But we were just talking about a Melissa, weren't we? Like off the air or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. No. And that's Phil.
Hi.
The fact checker.
Yeah. You don't know?
Yeah. No
boss is off the hook.
I was around
today,
the corner, I thought he was saying that the entire time.
I sent the boss that fake email, by the way, with that fake site and all that stuff he was talking about. I sent it to him, so now he has it.
You want to explain?
Yes. We did the Croc
shave room. So it was, he called it fake. You said it was real.
Right.
It was a challenge that involved a foot.
New internet challenge.
Right. I brought to your attention for dumbass news, and we ended up doing it in the studio. And he felt it was fake, and that there was no such thing on TikTok. And he knows TikTok, so I sent him the thing. It's from BuzzFeed.
What is TikTok?
I don't know.
TikTok is some kind of, like you share videos from your phone.
It's an app for video. So, like, Instagram is an app for, like, pictures. I think TikTok is an app for videos.
Oh.
Right.
I believe.
But he says he has, you know, he has young girls, and... he says they're on it all the time, so this must be a thing for younger people.
Yes, I guess so.
We have an account now?
Yes, Ashley.
Is it called Chaz and AJ, or what's it called?
Ashley underscore WPLR.
Oh, okay.
Good. I can change it.
No, that means we could put really freaky stuff up there and not get in trouble for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Just Ashley underscore PLR will get it.
Tell Ashley's... Chaz, Kim, and George say hi.
Oh, hi, Kim. Hi, George.
Hi, Kim and George.
Kim and George have come to a lot of the events. George is in a wheelchair as effects of being a veteran.
Right.
Oh, thank you, George.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. That video was so funny.
Angela loved it. She mentioned she loved the video of the shaving cream shoes.
It's hilarious. So funny. It's funny.
But of course, it's AJ's foot. Like, right. We should have thought this one out.
You know,
we should have
had
Ashley.
It could have been Angela. It could have been Ashley. Angela.
Ashley's
Angela.
Still in that stage where we could just, wait, what did I miss?
I called her Angela accidentally. One of us was going to kill her name.
Melissa and Angela.
At least I was still in the A's.
I completely missed it.
I did too.
You're such an Angela.
Yeah. We should have had Ashley do it because we're still in that stage with her. We could ask her to do something.
She's a newbie.
Okay.
Right. Wait till 4th of July comes
I'll do
around.
It.
At some point, she'll be like, nah, yeah.
Wait till 4th of July comes around.
Well, it was AJ's pair of Crocs, so I guess that's why we just assumed AJ.
Yeah, but I never wore them, so basically she could have done them without feeling skeeved.
You never wore them?
No.
They had the comfortable inserts. Please. The fuzzies.
Yeah.
Guys don't wear those.
Okay.
All right. So if AJ wore them 5 times and then asked you to put your foot in them with the shaving cream, would you do it?
Yeah.
See, she's new.
Yeah. I don't know how to read that.
His feet were very well maintained, and he took me through his step-by-step process.
Off the air, he was telling you this?
She asked me one time, finished, tell him the rest of it. You asked me one time, and I went through the whole rigmarole.
Yes.
I feel like it was one of those like very simple like one sentence answers, and instead it went on for 7
minutes. She said, "Good morning." I said, "This is what I do with my feet." That's exactly how it went.
I feel like that's how it went.
That's exactly how it went.
She was making polite conversation. So you take care of your feet.
Yes.
30 minutes later. Okay, thank you.
How is it every week we go again? Even in the dead of winter, when it's snowing out, somehow my feet are mentioned.
Mm, I got my lunch bag on.
That's all right.
All right.
I was in a class.
That video is funny shit, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was what it was. I mean, it was hilarious.
It's the half a second delay it takes for the shaving cream to come out. So the foot goes in, you're like, right. And then it goes, wham.
You know why?
Because exactly.
what happened was my foot went in, I'm like, ooh, that's different. But then when I put my foot down, it shot out.
It was when the heel went down.
Right. At that point, my toes and the ball of my foot were in there. Once I brought my heel down, blammo.
It flew 3 feet forward.
And it was hilarious. It looked like someone stepped on a cake.
It's like when you push those dynamite plungers, like you have to get all the way down before the explosion happens.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't roll your pants up enough, though.
Yeah, no. It went all over my pants. It took a while to clean it out.
So I watched it a couple more times after we played it on the air, and you can see he gets like this wall of shaving cream that goes up his shit.
Yeah. He kept cleaning it, and he's like, why am I still doing it?
It actually went up to like the top of my calf.
He kept cleaning it and then kept tracking it around. He's like, where is it coming from?
It was inside his jeans.
And I like how Ashley goes, you got it on the wall. Not that I'll get it for you. You got it on the wall. I'm like, you can clean it too.
This was
all your idea.
I did say that.
And then we had Aaron and Flanders, intern Flanders, in there to like help clean up. So they laid down like the garbage bags, and then we had hot soapy water so that they could wash off the walls. And then what do they do with the water? They leave it right there on the fucking floor.
That's right.
Yeah, like a big old bowl of milk for the cat.
So these floors are not, like, they're kind of false floors. Like, all of the electronics and circuitry that we have that keep all of the stations together and doing what they do is all under the floorboard. So, like, a drop of water gets through that. Like, it's a big problem.
Yeah. Big time problem.
I tried to yell at Flanders off the air for that one.
Right.
Yeah.
So... That was fun. That was Wednesday.
Yeah. Any questions?
Angela again says it could have been worse. Referring to the shaving cream in the crock, a cat could have spit up a gift in there first.
That's true. I think that
this
would be
true.
Worse.
There could be anything could be worse.
Like that coming through the crockle.
Oh yeah, no.
But that's happened though. People have called that in. The cat vomits in the shoe and you put your shoe on in the morning.
Oh, gross.
Yep. Yeah.
If you're Scott Haney, you just put it right in your mouth. And
Right. Heat was a piece of granola for him.
Wait, what?
Way to go, Phil. You just killed Chaz's appetite. See that? He was going to finish the bag this
You know
time.
Why? Those red things, they're kind of in the shape of a cat turd.
Or hemorrhoids. A hairball sometimes, too.
Yeah, cat hemorrhoids.
They're like Tootsie Rolls.
They are, yeah. They're no two are alike. They're like snowflakes.
Yeah.
Yep. No two cat turds are alike.
What else? What a fun week.
Scott wasn't a big fan of me this morning.
No, what happened with that?
I made that horrible, horrible booby joke, and then I was thinking about it in my head.
Yes. Ashley reaches for a booby.
Got it!
Ashley reaches for a booby.
Kind of like a good stress ball.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
The thing about this,
that's how it works on guys.
Touching it, you can't stop.
Right,
it.
But that's how it works
like
on
a real
guys.
Booby.
It's anti-stress, and once you touch him, you can't stop.
Mamsie is asking for actually going to deliver that to Scott Haney.
No,
not today. It wouldn't happen this weekend.
I'd have this already boxed and on its way if he was like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
but he was like, okay. So I know that he would not give this to his mom.
That
and
means
think it's
no.
funny.
Right.
So I thought it was funny.
Depending on how far away his birthday is, maybe we could like draw like a little stupid face on there and like send it to him as like a birthday gift.
Give him a
gift.
Boob cake.
Yeah, we should send it to him.
Right, no, here. But I wasn't paying attention. And so I asked if you could return Amazon. Oh,
the sound of it.
So.
Oh, you hit the mic.
Right.
There you go.
This isn't the right counter.
No.
You want that little smack.
Exactly.
But yeah, so first this you say. Technique. Oh, that's not the best part. And I'm like, what's missing? The boob. I'm like, well, I'm not going to have a piece of flesh in my hand. It's not like we have it in the office.
In my head, never mind. I'm just going to stop on my head.
Oh, really? Why? You're making a joke?
I just imagined it attached to the rest of a.
Oh.
Never mind.
What she actually said is you're missing the most fun part of it.
Oh. Well, which is true.
Disagree? Yeah.
That's
okay.
True.
Well,
that's
she's not
true.
Wrong there.
Okay.
But you sounded in... surprised by that. Like, where's the boob?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have that's a... the insert, but they, where's the boob?
They don't have a built-in nipple that you're looking for.
But during all of that, and then about 2 minutes later, she says, oh, I hear that you could go to Amazon to send stuff back, or Kohl's.
Yeah.
Right.
And we had just said that.
Right. Scott just said.
He goes, at least Pam pretended to listen to me.
Oh, that was funny.
Yep.
Ah, it was a fun week.
It was.
So your first full week.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Good.
How's the sleep going?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes, you know, people.
I'm working on the routine.
Yeah. It's routine.
And then dance routine? Or?
On the weekend, you blow it out. And then you come back, and then, you know, Monday you're in shock, and then Tuesday you're tired.
That's
then,
the worst fucking day of the week for me. Always what, Tuesday. Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, because Monday you're in shock, you get through it, but Tuesday you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Plus you still come in, and like you're still kind of like hyped up from the weekend, and like all the fun stuff that you were doing, or whatever crazy shit was going on. And then by Tuesday, it's just like, I can't fucking deal with anybody.
Late this
I'm just
morning.
So tired.
This yeah. morning I got up at 2:09. I was in a panic. I came flying. I actually got here at 3:20. I'm like, oh, no.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, but so Tuesday, you know, so Monday you're in shock. Tuesday you're tired. Wednesday you start feeling normal. Thursday, Friday, great. And then the weekend comes around, the rotation starts again.
Exactly. The whole wicked rotation.
Yeah, that's so people say to me, oh, you must be used to it by now. I'm like, no, you never get used to it.
It never happens.
Ever, no.
No.
It's not going
to
happen.
I said that to Ashley, and her face was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, it's never going to be, hey, 2 o'clock, woo! No, you got to look at that clock and go, what the F?
Did I get that right, or is it Angela? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Melissa. It's going to sound like I gave you the finger, Phil.
Yep, it sounds like it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We got some things we got to take care of, so we're going to make this one a little
got
bit
that
on
thing
the short side.
Just real quick, any news on Pam? That's all people are.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an excellent question. So somewhere right now, she's either doing push-ups, running, or
I
getting,
think she's running.
They didn't,
I think they do a lot
at.
Of running.
They
early.
Didn't kick her out yet, obviously, because she didn't show up here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I spoke to her. When did she leave? Tuesday morning?
Tuesday.
4 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so I talked to her Monday. And I was going back and forth. I'm like, do I call her? Do I not call her? She's probably busy. She's probably tired of hearing people say good luck.
Yeah, to my parties.
But yeah, no, I just had a quick conversation with her. It was all, she was ready to go, but she had a lot of anxiety.
That's on an old basis.
And that was the last conversation. And I said, how long until you get your cell phone? She said, I don't know, but it's going to be a while. You know, so it's until, like, you have to earn it.
Right.
You have to, like, do really well, and then you have to earn it.
So Facebook and Instagram right now are free.
And I said, all right, so if I don't hear from you, then I know that you're not earning the phone.
Or she got it back and immediately shattered it.
Or she shows up looking like Arnold one day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're jacked.
So, I'll run a mile or two during the week, or maybe three, or do some weights, and then... like, oh, man, that was an hour. She's doing this all fucking day.
All the time.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Weeks. She's going to be in such great condition.
Right. Or drop dead, one of the two.
Yeah. But we'll find, when we hear something, we will immediately pass it on.
Right. I just watched the news.
Monday, we'll give you a little hint now. We're going to be announcing the Veterans Gala.
Right.
Do we have the date on that? It's going to be a Fantasy in North Haven, where we have it every year. They're big, big, big. Supporters of veterans.
Yes, they
it's
are.
It's brought to you by the Upton Law Firm, which they're big, big. Like Tony is a veteran.
Yes.
So he has really committed his life to helping veterans. So they're the title sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at Fantasia. There's a number of other people I want to mention. I know McDermott, Chevrolet, and Lexus
they're
involved.
In, yep.
Yep. The Canicare Docs as well.
Canicare Docs.
Absolutely.
June 14th, I believe the date.
That June is exactly 14th? The date. It's a Friday night.
Wow, look at you.
Friday, June 14th.
Ms. Rolodex.
So no one knows yet, but get ready because tickets will go on sale
Woo!
Monday morning.
Woo! So you don't know that yet.
Woo!
And now, bongo.
Hold on.
We didn't say goodbye yet, Phil.
There it is.
It sounds like the real thing, doesn't it?
I could do this all day.
That's the end of the Aerosmith song.
No, it sounds like it's like grandma's spin class.
I feel like that little monkey.
What, are her knees hitting her boobs?
No, she's not wearing a shirt.
Ah. All right, that's the Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thingy. Please share, comment, tell people about it, and
all that stuff.
Like.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! We'll see you Monday. Or tomorrow.
Yes.
Saturday, the 11th. At Mazda of Milford from 11 to 1. Ben, 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 ben. You could hit it now.
You should just do that on the stage.
I'm going to do that. I'll do this along with the air guitars.
Bye.
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 The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.